The reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 36. It should be on the screen behind me, and it can be found on page 96 if you want to follow it in the church Bibles. And this reading follows on from the time that Jesus appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they've reported back to the 11 disciples who are hidden in the room talking about it. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. So, Mike, it's over to you. Thank you for coming to us. We're honoured and we're expectant. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. After that build-up, thank you very much. It's lovely to be with you this morning. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we have already sung this morning, your son Jesus didn't want heaven without us, so he brought heaven down, and pray that you will help us to understand more of what it means for you to be bringing heaven and earth together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I wonder whether you've ever heard anything that something like this. Christianity is just a delusion. A nice story about pie in the sky when you die, which has no connection with the real world, an attempt to escape from the hardships of this life into a cozy world of make-believe. I wonder if you've ever heard that kind of argument. It's been around for longer than you might think. And the story that Luke records for us in the gospel reading that we've just heard is designed to undermine it and to show us just how relevant faith in Jesus is. Looking at the news around us just this week, you can see how important it is that the faith that we share is indeed relevant and real. We're faced with the reality, aren't we, of suffering in Israel and Gaza, and that awful news overnight of the attempted Iranian missile strikes on Israel. What's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Sudan, it doesn't seem to stop. And of course, closer to home as well, I don't need to tell you about families struggling with the cost of living crisis in this parish. So it's important that our faith really does have something to say to our situation here and now to bring real hope into difficult places. And that same hope confronts the challenge of illness and death. We've been singing in our worship already this morning about the resurrection hope that we particularly think about this Eastertide. The last time I was here at St. Mark's was for a service last August. I'm sure some of you were here for the funeral of a wonderful lady called Edna Speed. I'm sure she was known to many of you here this morning. She certainly lived out her faith in the here and now to make a real difference to families in difficult circumstances. And that service was full of hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and God's amazing promise of life overcoming the power of death. And we need to hear this Easter hope and its transforming message, that it's not just make-believe pie in the sky, that our hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead means that death never has the last word. Well, as Elaine has said, in our gospel reading this morning, Luke is describing the way that Jesus appeared to the disciples on the evening of the first Easter day. You can imagine the scene. The disciples had seen Jesus crucified and buried on the Friday. Then suddenly on that Sunday morning, rumors were starting to emerge that people had seen him. Peter and some of the women disciples had come with stories of the tomb being empty. And those two others claimed to have met Jesus on the road to the little village of Emmaus just outside Jerusalem. And now Jesus appears to the disciples all together. You can imagine their confusion. At first, they think they've seen a ghost. After all, it's not normal for dead people to rise. But Jesus is anxious to show them that he's not a ghost. He shows them the wounds in his hands and his feet, and he eats a piece of fish to show them that he is physically present. Now, Jesus is not the same as he was before. In John's account of this meeting with the disciple, Jesus enters through a locked door. But he's not a ghost or a spirit. His resurrection body is physical, although it's miraculously transformed. That's what he's showing them when he eats that piece of fish. Now, why is this so important? It's important because it tells us that our faith is not just pie in the sky when you die. It's not about escaping out of this world into a cozy spiritual realm somewhere else. Our faith really is about the here and now, about this world, about our bodies, our everyday lives, a faith that speaks into the reality of death and illness and loss. Because when he raised Jesus physically from the dead, God was saying that he loves this world. He's interested in every part of us, body, mind, and spirit. And when he raises us again at the last day, we will have bodies, not decrepit ones like these wasting away, but new transformed ones. I'm sure I'm not the only one here who's looking forward to the new transformed body that God has promised. Because you see, God loves this world and he's going to change it to be perfect, just as he's going to change our bodies to be perfect. And that means that we should love and protect his creation as well, that we should be committed to this world, not just the next, to work for justice and peace today as a foretaste of God's kingdom to come, not to sit back for pie in the sky. When I was last at St. Mark's on a Sunday morning, that was just over a year ago, you asked me to talk about the link that the Diocese of Chester has with the church in Melanesia in the Southwest Pacific. And Liz, who's proudly wearing her medallion that says that she is a companion of the Brothers of Melanesia, has asked me to mention that link again today. And it is really relevant to the theme of this reading, because there's so much which our sisters and brothers in Melanesia are facing, which shows the importance of having a faith that speaks into the reality of the here and now, not just pie in the sky when you die. Melanesia includes over 1,000 small islands, many of which are very low-lying. If you can imagine a big map of the world, it's kind of northeast of Australia. So they are immediately vulnerable to climate change in ways we can't quite imagine. I know that we've been seeing the effects of increased storms in the UK, and over the last few weeks, a lot more rain than usual. I don't know if you heard those reports on the radio about that poor farmer in Lincolnshire whose farm is totally underwater. It's just been an astonishing time. But in Melanesia, their coastal communities are seeing their houses literally washed away and changing weather patterns, playing havoc with their agriculture. And the church there is really seized of the need to work in practical ways to care for the wonderful creation that God has given us. And one way that they're doing this is directly supported by the Melanesian mission in this country. We're organising local people in Melanesia to take readings of rainfall, coastal erosion, temperature, and so on, so that governments and international agencies have hard data from the ground to help in working out how to counter the effects of climate change. And we're calling the volunteers who are taking those readings Green Apostles. And out there on the beaches of the Solomon Islands and Vanuatu each day, perhaps even over these 24 hours, there's a vivid witness to our Creator God's love for this world and the demonstration of his care for the world as it is in the here and now, not pie in the sky, but everyday practical reality. And I know that here at St. Mark's you've been concerned also about our care for the environment, and I think you've already reached your Silver Eco Award as a parish, which is great news. So please pray for our brothers and sisters in Melanesia. Pray for the work of those climate volunteers and their witness to local communities. Pray also for the growing number of schools partnerships that we're developing between schools here and schools in Melanesia. As you can imagine, climate change is a hugely important issue for young people in this country, and the church needs to have something to say into that if young people are going to sit up and take notice. And having those links is enabling us to bring God into that conversation. And we're developing resources around the theme of climate change in the Pacific Islands that can be used here in all sorts of ways. They're being used in our schools, in RE, in geography, in history, in physics, and so on. One very topical thing, if you're thinking of things to pray about with our Melanesian link, is that their general election in the Solomon Islands is coming up this Wednesday. And it's a crucial time politically for that country, not just in addressing the problems of climate change, but facing growing divisions in society over response, for example, to growing Chinese influence in that part of the world. So do pray for justice and the continued health of their democracy as the people go to the polls this Wednesday. And pray that by what they say and how they live, our Melanesian brothers and sisters can be signs of the love of God for those around us. Salt and light to the world, in the words of Jesus, showing that our faith in Jesus matters in the here and now. It's not just pie in the sky. Because if we are Christians, we're all commissioned by Jesus to live and work in God's service. And the second half of our gospel reading is about that. Jesus commissions the disciples for the task of being witnesses to his death and resurrection in the world. Jesus is telling them that what it's going to mean for them to be people who live in the light of his rising again at Easter, how their knowledge of his resurrection is going to change their lives forever. And so through these verses, Jesus is also telling us how we too can be Easter people. One of the words in the songs that we've already sung today is giving praise to Jesus who has resurrected me. We live in the light of that resurrection hope. The first thing that Jesus did was to, as Luke says, open their minds to understand the scriptures. so that they could see how the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus had been foretold in the Old Testament, so they could see the big picture and how Jesus' story and their story fitted into God's dealings with his people and the promises that he had made to them over the centuries. And once Jesus has got them to see the big picture, he explains what God is commissioning them to do. He says, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Jesus' resurrection is not just an amazing demonstration of God's power, not just an amazing miracle, but something that can change everyone's life forever by making peace with God possible. And Jesus goes on to give them a challenge. He says, "You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised." That's the Holy Spirit, something else that we've been singing about this morning. "So you won't be witnessing in your own strength, but you are still my witnesses." And of course, the disciples took him to heart. And 2,000 years later, we are still his witnesses. Not perhaps like Peter and the other disciples who'd actually seen the risen Lord, but we are in a long line of people who've been witnesses to the love and power of the risen Jesus in their lives. And a Jesus who is here with us now. The Jesus who didn't want heaven without us and who brought heaven down. And we are his witnesses. And that means that as Christians, we are to live lives of hope. Wherever we are at work during the week, or caring for a neighbor, or talking to a friend at the shops, praising God in Eastertide this morning, or going to a funeral, our lives are underpinned by hope. Hope in God and hope in the future because of the resurrection of Jesus. And it's encouraging to see what's going on at St. Mark's that underpins that hope. Your Love Late event, which is really getting to the heart of caring for this community, demonstrating God's love for this community. The debt advice, which is offered from this church to people who are really needing that practical help in the here and now, and so on. Before I came to Chester, I worked in the Diocese of Durham. And in one of his sermons, the bishop, who's somebody called Tom Wright, said this, that the key message of Easter is not so much he is risen, so we shall rise as well. The key message really is he is risen, now go and share the good news. And may that be true for us as well. Jesus is risen, so let's go and share the good news, because we have a hope that is real and which really matters in the here and now, not just pie in the sky. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We thank you that on the third day, you conquered the power of death and you raised him as a demonstration of the defeat of death, and that as he was raised and appeared to those first disciples, that tells us so much about your power and your love and your care for us and for your world. Help us to live this week in the knowledge of that and encouraged by that, so that as we speak to others, as we relate to others, we will do so as Easter people who are living in the reality of your hope and love and care for your world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Mike. I invite Ruth to lead us in our prayers.